You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Javier Ocaray. Javi, welcome. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Javi, you're in Cordoba, Spain now, and we're talking about the one-year anniversary of the pandemic. How has it been for you this past year in terms of work? We'll jump right into your work, but how has the year been?
Well, it's been crazy, like everywhere, I guess. First parts of the pandemic, we enjoyed being with family, and then soon after we started to be conscious about new life. So as we start working on different projects that, of course, had to deal with new situations and with a new context for the city and for its society here, and that's been pretty much what we've been doing, like thinking about writing, reading, and thinking about the future.
So let's talk about the work that was made. We could talk about the work or project that was done during the pandemic, or something you're involved with now.
Yeah, for me it was important during pandemic to think about opening a new space for the arts, a new space for the community, a new space to think about ways to communicate, interact to each other, because I thought that everything was so relevant and everything was so strong that we needed to communicate to each other our feelings. So we just opened a new art space, Plata is the name, and we already start with a culture and art program.
So let's talk about that. How did that space start, and what's its mission? How will it operate? And what does that space do exactly?
Yeah, well, let me talk a little bit about my background. We founded an artist in residency program in a rural space 10 years ago, and that was operating for 6 years. Its name was La Fragua, and we hosted more than 250 artists in residency. And we develop a lot of projects in that period. And right after that, we opened another space here in the city, Combo. Combo was an art space, and it was more focused on an exhibition program. And in the last 2 years, we've been curating and hosting some cultural programs, working for several institutions, but now it felt like we needed like our own space and to build a new team of collaborators, and that's what we're doing now. We work with curators, with poets, with people dedicated to agriculture, with science people, with it's a multidisciplinary space.
And I want to talk about some of the projects in these spaces and perhaps the space itself, but I'd also like to ask you, how is it built? How is it funded? Because this is a non-profit venture. Is that correct?
Yeah, we are a non-profit organization that we've been like running the structure, the nonprofit organization for 10 years. We have members that help through their memberships. We also try to find some patrons private patrons. And when it happens, then it's not that often here in Spain, we try to find some public funding.
And public funding isn't so available in Spain. In the United States, that's more common that there's a grant and public funding, but in Spain, not so much?
Not so much comparing to other countries in Europe. Like, for example, in Europe, there is a mobility grant that is very, very common in Northern Europe countries. And here for artists, for example, it's a little bit more difficult to find opportunities for mobility grants. Also for small institutions like ours, sometimes it's hard to sustain itself with just public funding because the budget is still very low.
And so let's talk about the projects, because it sounds exciting. This was all, you know, so much was built through the pandemic. So let's talk about recent projects, because recent projects are still taking place in the pandemic, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Mainly we have been we've been able to continue with an education program that is focused on community. We like to have a program of workshops that are open to everyone, not only for like a professional artist. We also sometimes host and organize professional workshops with more like a famous artist that can show a little bit more about their career, so students can take advantage of that experience. That's the educational program. But we are also working very close to agriculture. We are in Cordoba, that is mainly one of the most beautiful places in the world for agriculture. We have a climate that is climate and soil that is pretty much like the Nile River in Egypt. So working with agriculture here is always exciting, because we are trying to see what is happening with our food. Our food here could be the best. We can grow pretty much everything, but with the industrialized companies that are taking like pretty much all the land, mass production in terms of food is kind of like killing our history in terms of all that rich food soils that we have. So we like to work with people that are trying to grow organic food and make cheese, and also winemakers that are working in a smaller scale and finding different channels for selling their food.
So let's talk about an example of that, because that sounds fascinating and also beautiful, and mm-hmm. makes me wonder why I'm living where I am. I should be in Cordoba, right? sounds beautiful. So, well, what's an example of a project or a collaboration like that?
Well, I will probably talk about three examples that are for us are like very advanced in terms of agriculture and how they work. One is Marenas. Marenas is the only natural winemaker in Cordoba. And we are talking about a very famous wine region in Spain. It's famous for their sherries. But now, no one is making real wine. Pretty much all the sellers, all the wine sellers are making very cheap wine and super with adding all these chemicals, all these sulfites, everything to make like a very cheap wine to sell it international. So working with the only one, with Marenas, the only one that is making natural wine, is always very exciting. Another example is our friends Como Cabras. Como Cabras, they make cheese. They make cheese with raw milk. They make cheese like people used to make cheese. So they have only 50 goats. All of them, they have a name. So they treat the animals like they were their sons, no? And they make this beautiful product, beautiful cheese, and bring it to the city every week. And last, I'd like to talk about Culturaza. Culturaza is a collective that is being working, preserving local seeds for more than 20 years. So all the veggies that they grow, all the cereals that they grow in their farm, is in connection with the history of the seeds, local seeds.
And tell me how exactly that all sounds, you know, exciting and important and kind of beautiful in some ways, and also healthy for the planet and our enjoyment of those things. How do you work with them exactly? How does that happen? Do you support that? How do you collaborate?
We try to find ways that is a multidisciplinary program of working and thinking about the future in terms of sustainability. So the arts and artists can play a fundamental role there, because we need artists, we need creativity to make people conscious of what is happening.
Let's talk about one of the projects in terms of how it gets out into the world, how it interacts with people, how people learn about the projects. And you've talked about three, but if you can walk me through how one of them gets into the world.
So, for example, we are working with our friends Culturaza that are dedicated to preserving seeds, but of course we need to show people how or why seeds are important in terms of climate change. So we work with artists designing agriculture installations, big agriculture installations, so we can mix the aesthetic of the agriculture field with a science. So community can participate in a big project of cultivating plants that show how landscape can be modified in terms of the aesthetic, combining with using local seeds, and of course that means that we're gonna get better food.
And how does that work with the residency program? The residency program is still active, correct? Do artists collaborate in these projects, or do they come with their own projects?
It really depends. We have different residency programs. We have grants. So when we have a scholarship for a residency, we usually have a topic. For example, now we have a grant for women to develop a research that explore how the pandemic has affected the society in Cordoba. And sometimes we open the residency to whatever artists can imagine. So we have a committee and we select the best projects that we think they're going to fit with our philosophy and with our context in the city.
Javi, it's exciting to hear that this is moving forward and to hear about these projects, because it seems not only an interesting in terms of aesthetics and artists, but of course it's good for the planet. So thank you for doing this work. I want to ask you one last question, which is, what are you reading at the moment?
Well, I'm reading a lot of poetry now. A new stage of my life when I'm focusing more, or my readings are more into the text itself and less into theory. We also in our new space, in our new just born space, we have the opportunity to work with poets, and for me it is important that wall in the future is not only visual, so we have to start thinking about how to write better, to communicate our ideas, not only taking pictures and using a social network as a strategy. So finding some poetry readings very fulfilling.
Javi, I want to thank you so much for talking with me today. It's been a pleasure, and I wish you the best with your program and your future project. Thank you so much.
Thanks to you. Thank you very much for calling.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.